Voice Radio. Believe it.
Shake up the thing for me.
Oh yeah, this is Kirk Brown. He's got the formula, and so do we. Carb Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Boom. That's what makes you so different. And you have the formula. Is your content solid inside of all the changing things that are going on in your life? And we've got the formula right here in Carb Voice Radio. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Let's cool down a minute. Give you some diamonds. Just for a few minutes as we catch ourselves and as we relax and get ready to have a little bit of conversation with so many things going on out here today in this climate. And so much confusion. So much fear, anxiety, selfishness, hurt. Remember, you're a diamond. And we're going to talk about what is environmentally important for you to get right mentally. You have the power to do so many things. And like Kirk Brown said, you've got the formula. You know you're a diamond. And you know that you are a top writer. So many different things are important about you for you to consider, especially when you're pushing a critical mass. Stick around. We're coming right back. Yeah.
looking for diamonds in the sand. Looking for diamonds in the sand. Why would you do this to us? And how could you break all of the trust? And after all that we have seen, I can't believe there's no more we. Can't believe it's only me. You said we couldn't achieve. Said you just had to leave. How could I know that was your plan? And I still don't understand it.
Could I be gone? But yeah, I'm here holding on. and the blessings that you give is why I perform. So I thank you, Father, for giving another day, and the friends that you have given along the way. Cause when we bounce up on the road, we just make a band. Cause in love we come out to spread, when we come out we beg. This is a dawn.
Listen to Care Voice Radio, coming your way live. This is none other than The Moment to Remember, music compliments of Starway Productions. Inside this music hour, pam pam, yeah. This is Don Trent, New Day, coming your way. Yeah, it's a new day every day. You get the chance to do the things that you want to do, sure could have done yesterday, and you give it your best each and every day. I'm not going to let you know something. Every single day, I go through a lot of difficulty at some point. Why? Because you're either dealing with something that you're supposed to be handling, or you're dealing with someone's problem that needs to be resolved. And that's a client-based type of thing. Now, on the other side of the coin, you have to remember, especially now, maintain your calmness, because your body needs your support to win this battle inside COVID-19. And everything else that's coming your way that you have to master. So one of my things that I talk about sometimes and that I've talked about for many years is how to manage change inside of chaos. I want to let you know, you're not responsible for where you come from. You are responsible for where you're going. That's important to understand. Keep us on the luck as we come back. This is Nish, Top Rider. Great stuff, great stuff. Ah, yeah. I'm telling you. Listen, over the years that I have been working strategically to create an entrepreneurship model that matters, an entrepreneurship model that can withstand the test of time, that can withstand social responsibility, that can carry you and will carry you through a sustainable course of interaction, no matter what is coming, what is happening, what is changing. Human capital value still remains one of the most important propositions in our world. Some people are afraid that humans will be displaced. I have my concerns also. But what I know is that we are relentless when we really know what we want, or if we are threatened in a way that we know that is a danger to our existence. What's fundamentally important is that we understand and remember that we matter more than the circumstances that are around us. One of the other things that we have to recognize and should continually recognize across all platforms of engagement is that music matters. And when we are dunging out, and when we are at our most vulnerable, and we hear the music, we feel no pain. It gives us a kaleidoscope to review on how we can build possibilities to maintain our average collective, our vision, our mission, our hopes, and our dreams. It's pretty simple. Emily White wrote a book, and I've known Emily for quite some time. I've interviewed her previously, and I think that what she did is powerful. Number one, historically, the first book I interviewed her about was Interning 101. Fundamentals of giving yourself the opportunity to volunteer for your skill change, for your skill set to be nourished, and perhaps out of that you will build something that's extremely important. I did it without even knowing what I was doing when I was younger, because I had no choice. I knew that I needed to be able to take care of myself. So I volunteered my life into every single thing. And today, when an employer is looking at your resume, even yourself, for anything you want, the question is, what did this person do with their time? How did this person manage their time when they were out of work? Or when they came up against a problem that needed to be solved? Or someone presented them with a problem that couldn't be solved and they solved it anyway. But this new book, How to Build a Sustainable Music Career and Collect All Revenue Streams, is a pretty interesting proposition, because it's at the core of what many people have been talking about for years, for generations on top of generations, and what the struggle is today. So I'm going to just share a few things that are in the book in terms of the chapter of contents. Get your art together. That's one. If you don't know what you want, how is someone going to help you? If you don't have an inkling, or you do not have the audacity to answer pertinent questions, how is someone going to help you? You need to get your act together. There's been a lot of talk about marketing, email lists, text messages, social media. In my workshop, I asked the question, social media, who needs it and why? The more and more I use text messaging, the more and more I realize there's an energy and there's a synergy to it that must be recognized in terms of communication. Many things to come. Chapter 3, get your business affairs together and fair compensation. That should be interesting. We won't cover everything in this book, but we're going to ask the nuts and bolts of what this book is all about. And I can't wait for that interview to happen. And when it does happen, we're going to air it. I know she's very busy. And I've been going through the book, shared it with some of my team members. They are loving it. How to record with or without a budget. A couple of weeks ago, a young lady said, I don't have any money. And I said, I know a guy that knows a guy. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Call that guy and ask that guy some pertinent questions. Tell that person how you will or can contribute to the development or to the helping process of their label, and ask them what are they willing to do to help you get where you want to go. To just get that one single recorded. And guess what? It's being recorded. It's important. Many of you are scared. Many of you have excuses. You make up stories. Some of you lie. And you say you don't have this and you don't have that. You can't do this and you can't do that. But you must measure yourself fairly. Get out of your own head. Let the professionals help you to assess your needs and listen. Now, in our environment today, a lot of people say they are professional. A lot of people say they are experts. Now, if you say that you have a body of knowledge, that's where I started, and a glass of water, and I knew strategies on how to execute based on what your problem assessment has been, I can tell you I'm an expert. I'm a proven expert at what I do in strategic management. I'm a proven expert in mindset matters because I've been up against so many distressful, disgusting, despicable people and conversation. And I decided your emergency is not my emergency. I'm not going to let you impede my possibilities. Setting up your release and distribution plan. You have to have a plan of action. How to market with or without a budget. Again, everybody is a specialist. When I first started teaching marketing in college, I asked the students this question. Have any of you ever marketed before? And one guy said, no. That's why we are in this class, because we need to know. Why are you even bothering to ask us if we didn't need to know how to market? We wouldn't be in this class. I said, okay, that's a fair comment in a sense. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever been out on a date? And when I broke down that whole process, inside, the concept of marketing, the guy went quiet. And he said, you know, to come to think of it, I never looked at it like that. Well, you've got to look at it like it is. You've got to be able to understand what the deal is. In today's environment, I said to many people, one person in particular said, well, Aubrey, you're suggesting that we do events online? There's no money in that. And I was surprised. Because I know there's money in online marketing. There's money in online festivals. And we got the formula to do it. We don't rush in. Because we want to make sure that everything is, as one of my friends would say, copacetic. But hopefully when we have this interview with Miss Emily White, we will have the opportunity to truly get some insider information in terms of what are the nuts and bolts and how can we truly do this thing correctly. And it's not going to be for everyone, because from reading it, you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to subscribe to some behavioral models that you refused in the past to understand or accept. I said to an artist, you know, you need some merchandise. What does your merchandise look like? I don't need no merchandise. And some artists, if you tell them, I don't like your music, they want to hurt you. Practice, drill, rehearse. Key components to what I'm talking about. And it answers a fundamental question that people have been asking me or saying things to me for over the years. I need you to manage me. Well, that's a tough call. I don't have a manager. I want you to manage me. It's a difficult task because you're asking me to become a line item in your budget. I think some people confuse investorship or being an investor in you into being a manager. I think some people are confused about not understanding that the music business is a business. You don't get up one morning and you make a song and you say, that's the best song in the world, go sell me millions so I can have bling bling and act like I know what I'm doing. You've got to be a stable economy. Keep us under luck as we come back. A lot of the music we play here on Clear Voice Radio, we don't own the rights to it, but we do know the artists, and they do send us our music for promotional purposes. And over the time that we've been working in community, because that's what we do. This is a community organization. We volunteer to start doing certain things to help ourselves and help others, because we know that when we help others, value shows up even more stronger. So we don't have to run around asking ourselves, how are we going to benefit? How are you going to be purposefully benefiting sustainably? We try to give you the nuts and bolts. We give you the keys. Some of you want the keys given to you, and you don't anticipate the helping process that is inside of your model. Then you complain, you get mad, you get angry, you talk negative, and you wonder why your management or why the people who were helping you are no longer interested in helping you. Stay tuned.
Believe it.
Oh yeah. You're listening to Edutainment Station.
When I'm under milk, sweet, I'll get up. I'm full of vibe, and it can't look better. When I'm under milk, yeah, yeah. don't have no girlfriend. Me status is single. If I follow the trend,
that's what I'm talking about. Now, we're getting ready to get out of here in this first segment that we were doing, straight talking motivation. Just helping you to get it together so we all can win for the takeover. Win because we need a win. At some point, inside of all of this chaos, we all need to have a win. Some of us did not expect it. We never expected this. None of us expected this, as a matter of fact. We just changed that. But when you are engaged against an impossibility, or that which appears to be an impossibility, the only thing that you can truly do is look at what your capacity builders are able to produce inside of that moment. You have to figure out how you're going to change course. You have to figure out what next steps are you going to make. How are you going to go into the unknown and come out a winner? It's your time. You've been doing it a lot over the years. Probably never took a real strong look at it, sustainable look. But we all are trying to do our best. We all are trying to be a different person. person every day, some kind of way. We may not get up and report it. Hey, I'm trying to be a different person. Hey, this is what I'm trying to do. No, you don't always do that. Sometimes the worst person or the person that you perceive to be the worst person is that one person who is planning a way to help you because they see you. And they know that if you tell them you're going to help them, because community has already disenfranchised them. Community already said, that person is no good. That person is a liar. And so they feel a very strong sense of dismay in their life, in their personal and professional scenario. I never expected someone to do that. Over time, I realized it wasn't just me they were doing it to, and I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I didn't, but sometimes you don't have the time, effort, energy, or anything else, as a matter of fact, to want to spend time being redirected by someone's bad behavior. So you continue on your journey until you're ready to make a U-turn and come back and kick some butt. Because sometimes you've got to drive 2,000 miles and then come back. And while you're driving back, you ask yourself, is it worth it to re-engage or engage that particular person or thing? Sometimes it takes you 20 years. But the real talk inside of this situation is not to make any excuses about what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to be doing it. And people will level the playing field so you can't make a move. They will level the playing field so you cannot respond, but you still have to find a way. So I encourage you this evening, this morning, noon or night, 24/7. Find a way when there is no way. And if you're not clear, call a friend. Ask a question. As I close, I want to say that I ask many people this one question. Tell me something good about you. Write a one-page bio and tell me how wonderful you are. That's one of the worst things I've asked people to do because they just can't seem to do it. That is why you need to tell yourself something good about you. If you are looking to be a part of the helping profession, and this goes for all of those in public service, if you cannot answer the question, what is good about you, don't try to tell anybody else what is good about them unless they ask you. Because if you're struggling with who you are, or you refuse to accept who you are, they're going to see you. And I'm hoping that if someone sees something wrong with me, say something to me. Excuse me, Aubrey. No disrespect, but can I ask you a question? Or can I share something that I've seen? And I will listen. People say goodbye in many ways. People say hello in many ways. People begin the process of deedifying themselves, deedifying you in a different way. Help them to understand that hello and goodbye and thank you and please is still a good place to begin. Thank you for listening to us. Keep us on the log. We're going to be right back after this. I'm telling you. Bring it. Radio.